dangers on the wagon trails that led to the west. And even after they reached their destination, outlaws and hostile Indians attacked their homes. It was a country where only the brave could survive. But in all the new territory, no one could match the strength and courage of the masked rider of the plains. It was he more than any other man who brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of outlaws! There's going to be trouble!
Shortly after the Civil War, that a wagon train stopped for the night in the hollow near Traveler's Spring. The forest rose on all sides, and although the leaders knew it was dangerous not to camp in the open, two dry camps on the previous night had forced them to take the chance. At 12 o'clock, all was quiet in the hollow, when suddenly a little girl began to sing. In the forest, less than 100 yards from the wagon, two men crouched at the foot of a great pine.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. There's women and children in the train.
We shouldn't be here.
We are. No, you're talking about it now.
Hanging out with outlaws. Renegades that join up with Indians to attack our own people.
We got no call to be proud anymore. Our homes are burned. Our money's gone. You want Francis Blake of Whiteacre all out here? Randolph Oakman don't mean a thing in this country.
My father used to say that honor was the dearest possession a man could have.
So did mine. He's dead now, and his son still likes to eat. That's why we're here. You know it, Frank. We were hungry.
She stopped. And she was asleep.
I hope she never wakes up. Don't first the Indians and then us. The orders are not to leave anyone alive.
It isn't too late. We could run down through the trees and warn them.
They don't have a chance, and we'd get shot in the back for trying it.
We'd save our self-respect.
You're only 20, Frank. Do you want to die yet?
No.
Neither do I.
But I can't go through with it either. I can't shoot women and children in cold blood.
Quiet. Larkin's later.
I don't care now.
Quiet. Listen to me. Look. That kid singing. It got you too. We won't fire a shot.
But afterwards...
There won't be any afterwards for us. As soon as the fighting starts, we'll cut back to our horses and ride away.
Turn our backs,
and there's nothing we can do to help those immigrants. You have to make yourself admitted, Frank.
At least it won't be our bullets that kill them.
The Indians.
All right, boys!
Nice kid.
As nice as they come.
The boy isn't so bad either.
Oh, Bob.
grandfather hopes that for his boy.
Why should he?
That's a hard question. Bob's 21 now. You know, I think he feels he's sort of tied down on the ranch.
If he's discouraged, it's only the drought. He don't like it any more than I do.
It's the drought, all right. Home always seems kind of dry to a 21-year-old. I wouldn't be surprised if he kicked over the traces, Bob. That's who we were talking about, wasn't it?
Mary, stop that!
What's the matter with you?
Stop it, Mary!
Have you gone loco?
That's what the other little girl was saying. I don't want you to ever sing that song again.
Bob sings it.
Now, that's different.
Because he's older?
I just... Yeah. Because he's older.
Now, this is me in a couple of weeks. That's right. Let me try right away.
What is it, Em?
Frank, would you mind staying up here with Mary? It won't be long.
Stay as long as you want. Mary, here's my best girl.
You're my best girl, too.
What is it, Em?
He's going out the back way. He was going without even saying goodbye.
You mean Bob was going to town?
No, I don't. I mean away for good. He's in here. He's got to talk with himself. I can't think of anything to say.
But where? What's got into him?
Nothing's got into me, Paul.
But something must have.
I want to be on my own, that's all. You had a chance to be when you were young. Why can't I?
I didn't ask for that chance. I didn't want it.
Well, it did you a lot of good anyway.
How do you know anything about that?
Well, must have.
You're wrong. I can't tell you how long.
And let me find out for myself, but there's no sense to it.
You're tired of me, Bill. I can understand that. You're right about it, too. You might as well face facts and sell out.
We could pack our things and go west with Andy, too.
I've been thinking about it, Em. It could be managed.
If you're Randy talk, Pleasant Valley's a wonderful place, Bob.
Wonderful for you two, maybe, but not for me. Wherever I go, I've got to go alone. Oh, it's hard to explain, but I've got to. That's why I didn't even want to say goodbye. It won't be forever, you know. I'll come back.
We may not be here.
I'll find you, wherever you are.
Maybe.
Yeah. Your father's always hoped that you'd work by his side, Bob. And then after he was gone, he'd carry on.
Hey, plenty of time for that later on. Now, won't you just let me kiss you and say goodbye, Mom?
Yeah. If that's the way you want it, son.
I do. I want your money. I've got it alone. Whatever I need, I'll own for myself. Just shake hands?
Sure thing, Bob.
Bye.
It's all right, Em. You'll travel west, so will we.
You've made up your mind?
Yes. There'll be more chance to keep in track of him out there.
I suppose so. Thanks,
Frank.
I'll have a lot of packing to do in the next few
days. We'll both be busy. That ought to help us a lot.
Two weeks later, and over 100 miles to the west, a masked man and an Indian had made their camp in a grove of cottonwoods near Eagle Point. They'd just finished their evening meal when the noise of a horse crashing through the underbrush dropped them both to their feet.
Somebody ride this way?
Yes, fellow.
There's plenty of outlaw around here.
They don't ride straight for a campfire. They won't hear I come.
It's boy.
Howdy.
Welcome.
You're masked. Masked Indian with you.
You have nothing to be afraid of. Won't you have something to eat?
No, thanks. I just as soon as
I can
have a quick
bottle of water. I'll take it. Put a blanket over those spruce boughs.
Plenty weak.
That's the idea.
Hungry, maybe.
There. What do you think, Timothy?
I do not know.
I'm afraid he's almost done for.
He's weak.
Yes, he's a lot stronger than he was last night.
He needs food, and he's bad, bad.
We can leave him here and ride up to the point as we planned.
Maybe it's the outlaw camp from here.
There,
huh?
Here. Yeah, there's a wagon tail to the south. He may be planning a holdup.
Well, that's bad. No soldier,
Look out.
Exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Saw young Bob Blake ride into the outlaws' camp. They rode after him, but a hail of bullets drove them off, and they were forced to return to their own camp.
Yesterday I hadn't eaten for 3 days. Guess I can go hungry again.
That ain't good for a kid your
train, you ever kill anybody?
Not if we can help it. No sense to that.
Well, I...
Now, look, you sleep on the table. Roll up in your blankets and give me your answer in the morning.
Yeah, I will.
Here.
Take cover downhill.
We've got to move fast. There's only the women and kids in the camp.
You told them to keep the fires up and keep moving around, didn't you?
Yes,
my gang won't attack until the camp quiets down.
Weaver, and the man promised me a chance to talk with Bob before we open fire.
Is he with the other cut off?
No. His horse over there. Him wait by big pine. Me show you. We go slow, not make noise.
But don't take too long, masked man.
We'll be back in 15 minutes. Come on, Blake.
Hard to tell just by the campfire, but somehow those wagons look awful familiar. One of them was Randy's train.
No sense.
That sounds like Mary. It could be his train, and Paul and Mom and Mary could have come along with him. Oh, no. I'll check my gun. But you can't take a chance, you fool. You've got to get down there and warn him. If you do, Ward will shoot you. Down the hill.
There's been no signal.
That was Mary singing. I could hear, so could he. He's going down the wall on the wagon train.
I'll shoot him.
I'm going.
No. You stay here. I'll stop him.
Thank you.
just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.